Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. Today we're broadcasting from the People You Need to Know corporate headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we promote business professionals who know how to make things happen. For more information about People You Need to Know, visit our official website at sparkplugpeople.com. Our guest today has been a good friend of mine for more than 30 years. He is from one of the most respected real estate families in South Carolina. He's a sales manager for Chuck Ruff Realty, a 36-year-old family-owned business with 25 licensed real estate agents, or real estate consultants, I should say, in Columbia, South Carolina. He has 8 years of experience in sales and marketing and recently passed the broker's exam. He will be promoted to broker in charge on November 1st, 2007. It is my pleasure and good fortune to welcome my good friend, Mr. Elbert Ruff, to the show today. How you doing, Elbert?
Hey, I'm doing great, Sparkplug. How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic. Trying to get better. I appreciate you taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule to be with us today.
Oh, not a problem. Anything for you, buddy.
All right. You know, Elbert, Georgia led the country last year with more than 80,000 foreclosures. Is this something that's just happening in Georgia, or have foreclosures reached epidemic proportions in the U.S.?
Well, unfortunately, it's not something that's just happening in Georgia. It's a nationwide phenomenon that's going on right now, and there are a lot of families that are being affected by it, and the lenders who made the loans are being affected by it also.
How so?
Well, what happens is when a bank or a lender has to foreclose on a loan, then the underwriter who approved that loan, he's going to be looked at as being suspect. And once that happens, any loan that he approved, they're going to go back and review it and question whether the loan should have been made in the first place. When loans start to go bad, as they say in the industry, business is going to decrease, and when business decreases, you're going to have layoffs, which is what we're seeing in the industry right now.
Is that what's happening with Countrywide?
Yes, sir. It's kind of funny that you mentioned Countrywide. They're one of the largest lenders in the United States. And as a matter of fact, by year's end, they will have laid off approximately 15% of their workforce for the year 2007.
So how does foreclosure affect the economy in such a negative way, besides the fact that so many people are losing their homes?
Well, what happens is, being that the housing industry, new home construction sales, is one of the prime factors that drives our economy, when homes start to go into foreclosure, what that shows you is that with people who cannot make their mortgage payment, the banks aren't earning any money off the loans that they make. And when that happens, investors tend to get a bit skittish, and they stop investing money in lending institutions.
So let's get right to it. Why have so many homes been going into foreclosure in the last 18 to 24 months?
Well, Sparkplug, in the last 5 or 6 years, interest rates have been the lowest in the United States history. When interest rates are as low as they have been, then it's easier for individuals to qualify to buy homes. What has happened is you've had couples or single folk who qualified to buy homes. But when you look at the numbers, they really did not qualify on paper. You've got a lot of subprime lenders who extended loans at phenomenal rates. You've got had a whole lot of different lending plans, different creative financing that's been used in order to get people into homes. And when reality hits them in the face, when adjustable mortgage rates reset, which causes payments to increase, then these folks start losing their homes.
Well, so let's get right down to it, Albert. How can people save their homes from foreclosure? You talked the other day about making your payments on time. Speak a little bit about that.
Well, that's the most important thing that a homeowner can do, make your payments on time, okay? Of course, that goes without saying. But there are some other things that you can do if you know that you're going to be in trouble or in dire straits for making your mortgage payment. One thing that you can do is try to refinance your current mortgage loan, preferably at a lower rate, which means a lesser payment. The problem with that has been that rates have been steadily creeping upwards, so it's a little more difficult to refinance at a lower rate. Another thing that you can do is negotiate with your lender to get a lower rate. Now, the last thing that a bank wants to do is foreclose on your home, okay? Because then they're going to have to pay someone in order to sell that home. Banks make money by charging you interest off mortgage loans. So if you negotiate with them, be upfront about what's going on and go into detail about your financial problems, then 9 times out of 10, they're going to work with you to try to help you stay in your home.
Okay. When I talked to you the other day, you told me about how some people can get counseling to help from going into foreclosure. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, sir, that's correct. HUD, you go to the website, www.hud.gov. They have a list of approved home counselors who work with individuals who might be in trouble as far as falling behind on their mortgage payments. And what they do is they sit down with you, examine your budget, and look for ways to decrease your discretionary spending so that you have more money in order to make your mortgage payment. One thing I would also advise people on, you've got a lot of companies out there who might advertise the fact that they can help save your home. Well, they don't actually save your home or stop foreclosure as they advertise. What they do is postpone the foreclosure, but they charge fees up front, anywhere from $800 to $1,000. So what I would recommend is that you go to the www.hud.gov, that website, and there's a list of approved counselors who can work with you.
What are some of the things people can do as far as saving a little money and watching out for that discretionary income?
Well, Sparkplug, what I've talked with a lot of folk about who come to me once they get behind is you have to look at your budget closely, okay? Being that we're a society that's on the go, a lot of people eat out. One thing you can do, take your lunch to work, okay? Another thing is, being that the average person has several credit cards, you can consolidate your high-interest credit cards to your low-interest credit card, and that can help reduce your monthly payments.
Okay. You know, when you talk about refinancing and consolidating your credit cards, how does your credit card balances affect adversely when it comes to trying to get your loan refinanced?
Well, what happens is if you have high credit card balances, for example, let's say if your credit limit is $15,000, and on your credit cards, if you've got a balance of $13,000 or $14,000, well, that's going to decrease your chances of refinancing at a higher rate because your debt-to-income ratio is a whole lot higher. But if you've got low credit card balances versus a high credit card limit, then that's going to put you in an advantage or a position to get a lower refinance rate.
Okay, so if someone goes to a mortgage company and they're trying to save their home from going into foreclosure and they're trying to refinance, they have their credit card balances relatively low, what are some other things they need to do in order to be able to get a loan at a lower interest rate?
Well, of course, it's going to help if you've got quite a bit of equity in that home. As you know, the longer you are in your home, the more equity you're going to be building up. But one thing that you can do is just look at your monthly expenses and see where you can cut back. Number one, bank accounts, they're monthly fees that a lot of banks charge. Some of us have a cell phone or gym memberships or different club memberships. Those things add up. So you can look at reducing those expenses in that area. And then when it comes to credit cards, if you call your credit card company, if you've got a high interest rate, you tell them that you've been offered a lower rate with a different company. 9 times out of 10, Spark Plug, they're going to work with you and lower your rate because they want to keep your business.
So, Albert, what exactly is going on as far as foreclosures in South Carolina? We talked about what was going on in Georgia specifically and around the country, but zone in on South Carolina for me a little bit for our listeners in the Palmetto State.
Well, based on statistics that are available to us, the second quarter of 2007 saw an increase of 16% in foreclosed homes in the state of South Carolina, okay? And South Carolina in that second quarter ranked number 28 in the nation when it came to foreclosed homes. And that particular increase, Spark Plug, was a change of 5% based on the previous quarter. So that shows you that the foreclosure rate is increasing in South Carolina. And me being in real estate and focusing on the market that I focus on, I have been seeing an increase in the number of foreclosed homes that go on the market because, when the bank forecloses on a home, they're just going to resell that property to try to recoup some of the money that they loaned in the first place.
So let's get a couple of these terms out of the way just for some people who may not understand a lot of these real estate or bank terms.
Okay.
Subprime loans. Explain that for me, please.
Okay. When it comes to lending, you can go to Bank of America or Wachovia or BB&T, and that's called your primary market, okay? In order to qualify for a mortgage loan from one of those institutions, you normally need to have a credit score of 700, 750, or better. If you've got a credit score of less than 700, you can go to the secondary market, which would be a mortgage broker who basically all he's going to do is try to shop your loan and try to get a loan from different lending institutions other than banks. But they would be individuals who can finance a loan for you, but they call that the secondary market.
Okay. Yes. Now, the adjustable rate mortgage, how is that a good thing? I always hear about how it's such a negative thing because the rate may jump up in a couple of years and then the people can't afford an extra $200 or $300 monthly payment. When is an adjustable rate mortgage a positive thing, Albert?
Well, Spark Plug, the only time an adjustable rate mortgage is a positive thing is when the national index, which is what your rate is tied to, when it goes down instead of up.
Now break that down for us a little bit more. The national index. What exactly do you mean by that?
The national index is the rate at which banks are going to charge other lending institutions to borrow money, okay? And if the national index decreases, or basically it's a percentage rate, so if that percentage rate decreases from 6% to 5%, and your adjustable rate mortgage is scheduled to reset or adjust, then your rate will go down by 1% also. Okay. So therefore, it's going to lower your mortgage payments. But what's been happening in the past couple of years, Spark Plug, is that the index has been going up instead of down. So a lot of folk who have gotten adjustable rate mortgages, their payments have been increasing and not decreasing.
Okay. In the few moments we have remaining, Albert, let's get back to saving your home from foreclosure. You said finally that you could sell your home. How does that work?
Well, basically, if you have missed several mortgage payments and if you've been talking to your lender and there's no hope of saving your home, then what they will allow you to do is what's called a short sale. Basically, with the short sale, is they will allow you to put your home on the market to see if you can sell that home and let the bank walk away with whatever is due on the mortgage balance. But if you continue to make your payments and your home has not gotten to the foreclosure process yet, you still can put your home on the market and sell it. And if you sell it without the short sale process, you still can walk away with some of the equity that you put into your home.
Well, Albert, I really do appreciate all of this useful information. I know will be very helpful to so many of our listeners out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio, and you've been listening to Mr. Albert Ruff. He's a sales manager for Chuck Ruff Realty out of Columbia, South Carolina. And, Albert, I'd like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule to be with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Anytime.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for more information on People You Need to Know or any of our guests, please log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Bye-bye.